In 2008, we spoke to The Nation's Washington editor, Chris Hayes, who was fresh off the campaign trail. He was tired, but he vowed to never again lose himself in campaign minutiae at the expense of the big picture. Hayes is now editor-at-large at The Nation and host of Up With Chris Hayes on MSNBC, a weekly show that covers a range of issues, including politics. We wondered, how's that vow holding up? Chris, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
So we spoke to you fresh off the campaign trail 4 years ago, and you were, shall we say, underwhelmed by the experience. You said...
Well, it's a combination of the superficiality born of time constraints and a lack of expertise by the people doing the coverage, combined with a herd mentality that is the inevitable result of the terror of being on the campaign trail.
That was harsh. I think that we in some ways have been rightly chastened by the experience of 2008. There were two huge predictive overreaches that happened in that campaign. One was all of the punditry and commentary that happened in the winter of 2007 before the Iowa votes had been cast that basically said Barack Obama's incapable of eating into Hillary Clinton's lead. Hillary Clinton is inevitable. And then after the stunning victory for Barack Obama in Iowa, there was a whole bevy of commentary about how he would roll through New Hampshire and sew up the nomination. And what happened was far more unpredictable and fascinating than either of those scenarios. And the experience of that, I think, has rightly chastened the press corps. The downside is that I think, and let me speak for myself here, the experience of 2008 has forced me to entertain more seriously what would seem inconceivable. For instance, Herman Cain as the next Republican nominee.
Why do you think it's evidence of being chastened that people are taking this endless run of candidates one after the other seriously based on results that have no predictive meaning?
There were a lot of people, let us remember, who thought it was preposterous and unserious for Barack Obama, the man with the name Barack Obama, to be running for president of the United States. The unlikeliness of that turn of events does have to factor into how you consider who is serious and who is not. So on one level, you don't want to be a gatekeeper. You don't want to tell people who should be considered serious and who isn't. At the same time, you don't want to indulge the worst aspects of the news cycle freak show trivialia and spend tons of time talking about, say, Donald Trump.
I'm not saying that you should say Herman Cain isn't serious or Michelle Bachmann isn't serious. I simply think that these contests are blown out of proportion and they ought to be put in perspective along with the polls. I mean, the word momentum makes me want to tear the flesh from my face.
I feel the same way about the notion of momentum. And I think it's just hard when we don't have a ton of information other than these polls to figure out where voters' minds are at. And that's a basic problem of all political reporting everywhere.
Okay. So how do you cover something like Rick Santorum's recent caucus victories on Tuesday while also making it clear that actually they're not very consequential?
There's basically two ways I think we've approached this problem of covering the GOP race. One is to think of it as a sort of hermeneutic exercise in which it says something about that set of voters that in three different states, Rick Santorum won in the wake of a bunch of news about different social issues. That's one way, I think, to approach it. The other way is to use the opportunity of the campaign to talk about substance.
What you call the pivot technique?
Right. At a certain point, you feel like you're filling a news hole with no new information. It's become a way to deal with that fundamental problem. You know, I saw a bunch of stories in the wake of Mitt Romney's gaffe the morning after he won Florida when talking to Soledad O'Brien, in which he said he, quote, didn't care about poor people. I saw a bunch of people say, you know, he misspoke there, but what does the actual Romney tax plan and policy proposals do for poor people? That's a way of using the news cycle to talk about substance.
In the political coverage that you've provided so far, either as an editor at The Nation or as the host of this MSNBC show, what is the moment you are most proud of and what's the moment you're least proud of?
I do think that the campaign discussions we've had on the show have been either entertaining, because there's a certain water cooler quality to watching this all unfold, or illuminating. I think the harder thing to necessarily defend every decision on is how much time we have devoted to it at what stages. if I went back and you showed me, you know, while 200 people were getting killed by their government every day in Syria, you were talking about Herman Cain, that's a harder choice to defend based purely on news value.
So then what would you say to that political sage we spoke to back in 2008 who said,
I just think that there's too much quantity right now in political coverage.
I still agree. I mean, I still agree. But I do think there are increasingly ways to make lemonade out of the lemons. I think there are ways to approach covering the campaign that allow you to talk about genuinely fascinating, important, substantive issues amidst all the mishigas of the flavor of the week.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Christopher Hayes is an editor at large at The Nation and host of Up with Chris Hayes on MSNBC.